Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the second day of our spring membership drive. As always, I start the membership drive with the most fabulous, wonderful Greg Palas. And if you don't know who Greg Palas is, give me a couple of minutes to tell you. He has been called the most important investigative reporter of our times, up there with Woodward and Bernstein of The Guardian. Palas has broken front page stories for BBC Television, Newsnight, The Guardian, National Magazine, Rolling Stones, and Harper's Magazine. Palas is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. By the way, you could get that today. Armed Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the highly acclaimed Vulture's Picnic, named Book of the Year 2012 on BBC News Review. His books have been translated into 24 languages. His brand new film of his documentary reports to BBC Newsnight and Democracy Now! Is called Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Palas is known for complex undercover investigations spanning five continents, from the Antarctic to the Amazon, from Carousel to California, using the skills he learned over two decades as a top investigator of corporate fraud. And let me just say that he is one of the best friends that KBOO could possibly have. Welcome to the program, Greg Palas.
Hey, glad to be with you again, Joanne.
You know, it is always a thrill to start off our membership drive with you because you are such a wealth of information. And I bet you've got some insight as to what's happening with the craziness around the New York's elections and what we have in store for us. What do you want to talk about today, Greg?
Many things. One, I'm not going to say a word until someone calls and says, I'm going to support Joanne's program. That's it. Okay.
Okay. Greg has.
What is the minimum donation for a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers, the feature length, investigative, fun, crazy, insane?
And so I'm going to say that for a mere. It's so funny. I was just up for a mere $60 pledge.
That's a bargain.
That's it.
It always does $120. So $60, call in. What's the number that they call in?
The number they call is 1-877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
And that's. And I'm an investigative reporter. Is that 877-500-KBOO by any chance?
Yes, it is.
You can't slip that one past me. Okay, Greg Palas here. Okay, yes, what happened in New York on Tuesday is something, well, we won't call it democracy, but it was a good imitation. And what I'm concerned with is what it means for November.
Mm-hmm.
In Brooklyn alone, BKN represent, if where I came from. In Brooklyn alone, we had over 125,000 names went missing.
Right.
Purged from the voter rolls.
Yes.
And these people were purged just within months of the vote. Now, here's something fascinating for you, Joanne. Everyone knows that the Voting Rights Act was gutted by the Supreme Court 3 years ago, 2013.
Right.
And we all think about, well, that's the Deep South, you know. I mean, that only affected the places like Mississippi and Alabama.
Right.
But it also included a named area was Brooklyn, Kings County, New York, because of the massive discrimination against voters of color in New York, in particular, people who came up from Puerto Rico. So with the end of the Voting Rights Act, the game, you know, now you can play, now hanky-panky is officially court-endorsed. So 125,000 votes, that's not minor small stuff. That's equal to about 50% of all the votes cast in Brooklyn.
Wow.
And, of course, one of the big problems is we had a tremendous number of people. In fact, even my own, I have two friends, another radio host who acted as working the polls. My agent was someone volunteered to work the polls for the city, for the government, for the state.
Right.
And as it turned out, they were saying people were coming in by droves, especially new voters. I wonder who they were going to vote for. New voters who were not, who had thought that they had registered, but they hadn't. Now, if you had read Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, my last book, you would know the seven ways to beat the ballot bandits, and you would know that you're supposed to go and check if you are registered before the election, because if you show up and you find out that you're not, that you try to register, but your name never got put on,
it's too late.
You are out of luck.
Yes.
So anyway, so 100,000 votes there. Poll didn't vote till open till noon. Here's the thing. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right off. Did the Brooklyn machine, which is one of the last big city machines, steal it for their candidate Clinton over Sanders? I don't have enough information. It's 2 days old. I don't have the can't come to that conclusion yet. Did we have a democracy and a real vote? No, not even close.
Well, they have also one of the lowest voter turnouts in the country, right? They have about a 32% voter turnout.
Well, if you're not allowed to vote, remember,
right? Then
you kind of turn out. The turnout was okay. It's the turn away that was the big problem. Well, it was en masse, and it was all over the state. You also had a problem that the state started knocking off people as inoperative, you know, like as if someone pulled out your batteries.
Right.
This is Greg Palast talking. And inactive. That's the term.
Oh, right,
that they,
right.
That
inactive.
They use. And then because you didn't vote in the last couple federal elections, like you missed the midterm in the last presidential. Here's one thing. I missed the last presidential election. Greg Palast did that. Yeah. Am I an irresponsible jerk that forgot to vote? No, my polling station was underwater. This was during the 12th election was held during Hurricane Sandy, and the entire lower half of Manhattan was abandoned and without electricity. There were no polls.
Wow.
There were no polls in half of New York City. There were no polls out on the East End on Long Island. Basically, about half of New York's population didn't have a polling station in 12.
Wow.
Okay. So they said, oh, well, too bad. Your right to vote not only got washed away then, no one seemed to care about that. It got washed away then, but it now gets washed away again. So now, is New York some type of, is it Mississippi or Alabama? No, I was just down in Alabama. I can tell you it ain't Alabama. And the difference, you'd be surprised. It ain't just the mint juleps that makes a difference. There is a very good chance that much of what happened in New York was incompetence and disaster. But what I have seen around the country, what it did prove to me is what I've been warning. That was just a test run. What you saw in New York was a test run, a test drive of the wreck we're about to have in this November. One of the stories I've been investigating is CrossCheck. They've got 7.2 million people on a list that they intend to wipe out before the election. Probably a million will go, overwhelmingly minorities. And I'm not going to tell you how they're going to do it until you make this call and get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers, my film, Greg Palast, my films with BBC Television, my film that goes from the Arctic to the Congo to Latin America and back to deepest, darkest New York.
Now, this
and
is...
You get that by calling.
Yes.
Only 60 bucks.
Only 60 bucks.
1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, $60 minimum donation to your weapon of mass instruction in the Portland area. And, you know, hey, it's tax deductible. Better for Joanne than the Drone Ranger.
Absolutely tax deductible. And we are trying to encourage our members to actually become sustaining donors. Sustaining donors mean you could take $5 or $10 or $20 or whatever you want out of your checking account or your credit card every month. And it becomes very easy for people to become members of KBOO that way, because then you don't have to think about, did I send my check? Did I remember to renew? new. It's just an automatic, easy way to make that happen. And I have to say, you know, Greg is really the one that I go to find out what's happening in American elections, because unfortunately, he is the only investigative reporter that puts the time and energy and goes all across the country being a firsthand witness of what's happening with our elections. And so I'm always appreciative that Greg comes. And we need to raise some money today because we are in the second day of our membership drive. And if you give us a call at 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-5266. Greg has fabulous, fabulous thank you gifts for you today. And we want you to become a member of your community radio station. And Greg, I always love the story you tell about why community radio is so important to you.
Why is it important to me?
Yes.
It's well, there's a lot of reasons, so I don't know which of my stories, and I bet it's one of my true ones, too. but actually, I'm here in Los Angeles, and I'm actually only a couple blocks from your sister station, KPFK of Los Angeles. And this is what like, emancipated me from, you know, from news deaths, from not knowing what was happening in my own country, is I started with your affiliate station here in Los Angeles. I was 10 years old, and I had my first subscription. So
wow.
This makes it my 14th anniversary being a member of public radio.
14th?
Okay. All right. Maybe plus, say, half century. But okay. And the other thing is, look, I have done these reports. Like, you just heard about the 125,000 votes missing.
Yes.
Some of that was in the news, but most of my reports, like when I did my story of how Catherine Harris removed thousands of black voters before the 2000 election, okay, that's how that election was stolen. That was the front page of The Guardian when I did that report. It's the top of the BBC Nightly News. In the United States of America, it was on page zero. They wouldn't touch it. They would not touch it. But your station carried my reports. And not only on, and also including on Democracy Now. So this is the only way that my reports could get through the electronic Berlin Wall. People say, "Oh, you're an alternative news or something." I'm not the alternative. I'm the news. BBC and The Guardian are the mainstream. You know, your American newspapers, so-called. I mean, they're great for lining parrot cages, but they are, you know, in terms of information, I don't know. So where are you going to get it? You got to turn on Joanne, and you got to get the KBOO, real good stuff. And that's 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. A minimum donation of $60 gets you the Palace film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. I guarantee you, if it's a kick, if you don't laugh, cry, and get real angry, and then say, "Hey, I'm glad I know about this. Hey, I'll take it back. I'll refund it to you." Okay? So it's, and this includes reports, for example, this is 6 years since the Deepwater Horizon blew up. This is the 6 year anniversary yesterday and today. And I can tell you, you're going to get the story of what really happened there. And it goes back to, Joanne, you'll see in the film, it goes back to while we had the Gulf blowout, and our president and BP and everyone said, "Oh, it's terrible, accident. Oh, we're so sorry, you know, oh, my God." And 11 people died. What they don't tell you is that BP knew 17 months before the blowout that the process that they were using for drilling could lead to a blowout, because 17 months earlier, there was a blowout in the Caspian Sea. When Deepwater Horizon blew out, I got a call from someone floating, literally floating in the Caspian Sea in Asia, off the nation of Azerbaijan. The capital is Baku. If you don't know where Baku is, don't worry. When the 101st Airborne arrives there to get the oil, you'll learn. And I get this call from literally someone floating in the Caspian Sea to say this had happened before. The Deepwater Horizon was blowout number two. They covered it up. Who covered it up? BP, their partner Exxon, their other partner Chevron, and because it happened just before Obama was inaugurated.
Wow.
The U.S. State Department knew about it. Someone named Condoleezza, as in the SS Condoleezza Rice tanker that the Chevron has. So the our oil tanker Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, knew. And how do I know that she knew? Because in when I went, well, first I learned that when I got the tip, I actually flew to Azerbaijan, to this nation. You will see me under arrest. And how do you get a picture of me under arrest? It was simple, because they took our cameras.
Ah.
But they didn't. They let me keep my pen. What they didn't know is I had a pen. I had a camera inside the pen. You will see this. I did. And you will see the film from the camera inside the pen. It's in the film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. This is Greg Palast. I obviously got out because it's, you know, they weren't going to keep a British reporter. I'm considered British there. And BP, as they say, drives this country. That's what the cop who arrested me, the secret police, one of them said, BP drives this country. And he was very proud of that. So they caught me investigating their chauffeur to their Islamo-terror state. And you'll get that film, but you can only get it by calling 1-877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. Please make that minimum donation. This is Greg Palast saying, listen, I think that your station needs you. I'm willing to provide the DVDs. You provide your commitment.
Yes.
You know, we're always saying to everyone else, gee, that, you know, Bernie says, let's redistribute the wealth and let's, you know, we have to have a more equitable society. Well, this is where it begins. Have a little equity with KBOO, the stuff that gets the news goo out of your brain. You brush your teeth. Well, KBOO brushes your brain of the junk that causes mental cavities.
Well, you know,
I was listening to MSDNC last night and was saying, what do these guys get paid literally millions of dollars to talk about? It's like, and I realize it's not what they're saying, it's what they're avoiding. So 1-877-500-KBOO gets you Palast Investigates, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, at my stories about what really happened to Deepwater Horizon. I also take you into the guy who is the give you the inside dope on the number one donor to the Republican Party. And no, if you guessed Coke, you're wrong. Now, I've been studying the Cokes for a long time, but I can tell you this. The number one donor to the Republican Party is Paul Vulture, Paul the Vulture Singer. I didn't give him the name the Vulture. That's what his mother calls him. And his investors, I think his mother calls him. Everyone calls him the Vulture because that's how he makes his money. And you'll find out how the top Republican donor, he's the top donor. Okay, he's entitled until we get a new Supreme Court. But why does he need to buy the White House? And the answer is because both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have said they would put the Vulture out of the vulture business. He runs what's called a vulture fund, and he's the guy that brought Argentina to its knees, the Congo to its knees. And as you will find out in Vultures and Vote Rustlers, his biggest target, which very, very few people know about, was the United States Treasury. He and his partners took down, it was the biggest daylight robbery since Butch and Sundance, and they took down the U.S. Treasury for $12 billion. I investigated it. I put it on the cover of Nation, on Democracy Now!, but now the full and real story comes out in the film Vultures and Vote Rustlers. This is Greg Palast. It's Palast Investigates number 2, and you can get it only, because I won't sell this commercially. It's only for community radio stations to have this film. I literally made it for the community radio station.
And we love you for that, yeah. Greg. You know, we're going to bring Jim in, because Jim's going to tell us how much money we need to raise in this hour. And he's going to tell us about all that excitement that's happening around our spring membership drive. Aren't you, Jim?
Jim?
Did I call you Jim?
You did.
I'm sorry.
Hey, hi, Greg. This is Joe Uris. Honest to goodness.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry, Joe. I've only known you a bazillion years.
It's okay. You know, that's the end of
our... I got the J name right, though.
Well, yeah, and that's the end of our relationship. I just... I do want to say that it is really important that you realize, you and the audience, how wonderful our programming is. And that Greg is devoting an hour of his time and his product to make us more and more important. And we want you to make a contribution right now. $5 a month, $10 a month, $60 right out front, whatever you can afford. And online, we haven't talked online so far this show.
No,
online,
we haven't.
KBOO.FM. Those of you who like to kind of hide behind your computer, this is your chance. KBOO.FM. Of course, toll free. All you have to do is give us a call and make a commitment. This is really important. This is the only progressive radio station in the region. We give you the best in news and public affairs and music. 877-500-5266. And we got Greg.
We got Greg. And for a mere $60, that's what, $5 a month, you could have Greg's film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. And you could actually, as Greg said, laugh and cry with him. But also prepare yourself for November, because what we're seeing right now in primary elections across the country, it will be vital to bring Greg back on the program that he can tell us what has really transpired in the November elections. But he's preparing us now. So give us a call at 877-500-5266, and you can own the video. You could be ahead of the curve. You could know and prepare. You could help your friends around the country prepare for election season. Unlike Oregon, who has vote by mail, everybody gets to vote by mail. Unlike Oregon, who's expanding democracy, we've got places across the country trying to take back the vote. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Do we have any thank yous before we go back, Joe?
Well, we're busy on the phones.
I can see that. The phones
haven't had a chance to get them, but I know they're happening, and I know people are calling in. I know they're appreciating your show and listening to Greg, and it's a wonderful opportunity. And I know that we're going to raise gazillion dollars right here and right now. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, or online, KBOO.FM.
And again, we would really, if you want to become a member, we would encourage you to become a sustaining member. Sustaining membership works like this. You just sign up once. You sign up. It takes about 3 minutes. And then monthly, a little bit of money comes out of your checking account or goes on your credit card. And it's painless. It's all, you know, it's almost as if that money that disappears out of your wallet is actually being invested in something fabulous. And so, 1-877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. We only can do this because of you. You are a part of our KBOO community, and we want you to actually go to the phone and give us a call. I know you want to hear what else Greg has to say, but if you're able to contribute, now's the time to show your love for KBOO. Now's the time to make your investment. The number, 877-500-5266, is the number to call. And I want to go back and hear more of what Greg has to say. So come on, Greg. Let me have it.
Okay. We'll discuss that later.
Gave you a little break there.
500-5266. This is Greg Palast saying support your weapon of mass destruction in Portland. It really makes a difference. Also, it's, you know, it's the best way to get the information about what's happening to, you know, why you might as well find out about the theft of the election before
ahead of time.
November.
Yes.
You know, you're going to get the information. And by the way, for those of you who just don't want to watch this, don't want to get the news, you'd prefer to watch a cat video. My cat, Tiger Wuss, is in the film.
Really?
It makes a star guest appearance in the film, in the investigation. So this is your, you know, a real Investicat. And that's what you want. And I'm an, okay, so 877-500-KBOO. Or go to KBOO, KBOO.FM, KBOO.FM, and write.
And click the donate.
I'll do $5 a month.
Yep.
Hit the tip jar.
It's donate now. We don't. Tip jar gone. Tip jar gone.
Oh, just donate.
Now there's a donate button. You just push the donate button, and it sends you on your way.
You can market that you want the Palace film, Vultures and Vote Rushers. Okay, let me give you a little bit. And some of this is in the film. In fact, the best stuff is in the film, so I can't. Also, what the best stuff is what I can't show you on radio without getting arrested. No, it's in the film. What I can show, what I can't show you is the documents, the inside information. The film of me under arrest by BP's police, and then they turned me over to the secret police of Azerbaijan.
Ooh.
Obviously, I got out. Unfortunately, by the way, I do want to mention this. The person who was my translator and guide, a courageous journalist, okay, Khadija Ismailov, who was in the film, who helped me out and helped us with our investigation, BP. She has been arrested, and she was just sentenced to 7 years in prison.
Wow.
So some of this, guys, really means something. People put it on the line to get you this stuff. They're going to let me go because I'm a foreign reporter, and they don't want any trouble, you know. But what you don't see is what really goes on in these nations, and you certainly don't get it on National Petroleum Radio. They would not touch my report on the Deepwater Horizon, which was – interesting enough, in British Petroleum's turf on BBC, at the, you know, it was the prime time big news program, like 60 Minutes, called Dispatches, and they ran that story. They ran that story, gave me a full half hour to run the real story of the Deepwater Horizon and how we ended up, how this was in fact the second BP blowout. They could have saved those 11 men in the Gulf. And the entire Gulf Coast.
Wow.
If they hadn't covered up the first blowout. Now we have another blowout that has to be covered, which is the coming election, which is heading into a wreck. One of the things you'll see in the film, for example, I'm in Ohio. I love you, Oregon. Or Oregon? How am I supposed to pronounce that, by the way? I always get it wrong.
Oregon? Oregon?
Oregon. Oregon. all right. But what counts is Ohio. All right, the rest of you get to vote, but they're the one who will pick your president. Unfortunately, they have a guy named John Husted who runs their voting. Their Secretary of State makes Catherine Harris look like Thomas Jefferson with makeup. So this guy is a Republican hack, and you're allowed to be a Republican. I don't care. I'm not a member of either party. But the thing with this guy is that he has made it. So that it is back to 1965, the Voting Rights Act. So, for example, in 12, almost roughly 70% of black folk in Ohio vote early. Because if you remember back in 2004, those horrendous lines in the rain. So black folk vote early, about 70%.
Right.
And that's a huge, huge portion of the Ohio electorate. They go to usually vote on the Sunday before the election, which is usually designated as Souls to the Polls Day. People pile into the church buses after services. I did that with the Missionary Baptist Church in Dayton, Ohio. They show up, and guess what? There's a line. They waited in line, these people, where I was, 5 hours. They were handling 80,000 people because they'd only created one single voting station for the entire city of Dayton. One single voting station for Cleveland, which is a heavy African-American vote, et cetera. And so it was a seven-hour wait in Cleveland. All right. Okay. What shocked them is people didn't move out of line, which is how, you know, but when they got to the end of the line, they were not, you'll see this in the film, they are not given ballots. They're given a number, like a lottery number. They're told to sit in an auditorium. They sit in the auditorium, the number is called. They're not then handed a ballot either. They're handed a form to request an absentee ballot. I went to the election supervisor who was right there, and I said, why are people being given requests for absentee ballots, they're right here. They're not absent.
Right,
they're
right.
Voting booths over there. Right, you know, I could pee on them from here. That's
I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
You know, it's like right here. And I said, so why are they getting absentee ballots? And he said, the word just came down from this election, from the Secretary of State, John Houston, in Ohio, that early voters, i.e., in other words, black voters, have to vote absentee, because then, he was blunt, then their votes could be challenged. And that's why Karl Rove, if you remember, freaked out on Fox News the night that Obama was reelected, saying, I've talked to Secretary of State of Ohio, this can't be. The answer is they had expected to do mass attacks,
yes,
challenges to the African-American vote, the early voters, because they were all then, they fill out a form, then they're given an absentee ballot, stuck the ballot in the envelope, and handed it to the official standing next to closed voting booths. Every voting booth was closed. They had to hand in absentee ballots in Ohio. It's incredibly easy to have your ballot knocked out. You know, it says driver's license. If you don't have one and you leave it blank, you have to say no license or they throw out your vote, that type of game. And it's not Oregon, let me tell you. Okay, any tiny mistake, they throw out your vote. This is the type of story you're going to get. 2.7 million. 2.7 million absentee ballots were thrown out in the last election, and overwhelmingly, your chance of your vote being thrown out if you are African-American is 900% higher than if you're white.
You're kidding me, Greg.
2.7 million votes.
900?
Ballots get thrown.
Greg,
yeah.
Wait, I have to let that sink in. 900 times more likely to have your ballot challenged?
No, 900%, nine times.
Nine times.
It's pretty ugly, and nine times, it roughly works out that about 1 in 7 African-American ballots are not counted for one technical reason or another. And that's the apartheid elections that we have. It's lynching by laptop. And if you want the information, both funny, horrific, informative, and something you can give your lunkhead brother in Ohio who doesn't believe you.
Right.
Hey, here's the disc from Greg Palast, which I got for a stinking $60 donation.
That's right.
Donation, tax deductible, by calling Joanne at 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266, or KBOO.FM, KBOO.FM, donate right in the Palast movie, and we'll get it right off to you.
Wonderful. You know, Greg, a caller asked, Lee from Salem had a question for you. Okay. Her question is, does massive disenfranchisement call into question the validity of the election?
In a democracy, it ought to.
It ought to, right.
I mean, let's remember that George Bush was supposedly elected president of the United States by 537 votes in 2000 in Florida.
Right.
537 votes.
That's right.
Was that a legitimate election?
No.
Well, remember that that I uncovered that the state of Florida, Jeb Bush, I think he's some relation of George, Jeb Bush was governor. He ordered his Secretary of State, Catherine Harris, to remove 56,000 black people from the voter rolls, calling them felons, not allowed to vote, criminals,
right,
bad guys. And
they were pre-felons. A lot of them were pre-felons, weren't they? They were going to commit a crime later.
Yes, that's right, because I actually found 500 people on the list whose crimes were committed way into the future.
Right.
I'm talking about like 2057.
Right.
You had people who were committing crimes before they were born. You had people, but it was a complete. And by the way, the ultimate thing. So it was because I got the list because this is Greg Kaus. I do investigative reporting, and I was doing it from London actually. And I got the information and flew into Florida for BBC. I got those discs. Not one. And this is the horror show of it. Not one of those people on that list, not one, was an illegal voter, and 56,000 people knocked out. 537 votes was Bush's victory margin, removing tens of thousands of African-American voters. But that's happening now. There's new systems coming through,
yes,
which I am on top of. You're going to get a taste of it in Vultures and Vote Rustlers. I'm on top of it. By the way, I have a film coming out this in the next few months. Go to gregpalace.com, and you can get the information. Sign up. That's free. And that's crucial. We got to keep together on this. Go to gregpalace.com. You can also get information on Vultures and Vote Rustlers. But you can only get the disc if you donate $60 to KBOO, your Weapon of Mass Destruction in Portland area. And the number is 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And I'm going to throw in a bonus. I'm going to make an additional donation.
Uh-oh. Okay. Let's see.
If you get the disc, minimum donation $60. You get the disc. You get that film. I will throw in the comic book, the number one best-selling single-issue adult comic book.
Oh, that is a fabulous comic book.
Steal Back Your Vote, which I wrote with Bobby Kendi,
yes,
and Ted Rall and Lucas Kettner, who are the artists. And it is a great book of it's a book of cartoons. It's investigative cartooning. This is not, this ain't no fooling around. A lot of brilliant humor by Ted Rall, but there's also really, truly great investigative material and information on how to protect your vote and the real stories of how the, you know, what's inside the sausage we call American democracy. And we can do something about it. I mean, really being informed has stopped, yes, people. The reason why Obama won Ohio and therefore the presidency in 12 is that after we did our report, we had the civil rights lawyers went in on the Monday morning before the election in the federal court to make sure those votes got counted so that they were backed off their plan,
yes,
to challenge a couple hundred thousand absentee ballots. And you have to understand the number of ballots. Oregon is all by itself. It's the only state that if you make a mistake, you get notified.
Right.
They look for your intent. They don't knock you out for some minor goofy baloney. You forgot your middle initial stuff.
Right.
You are living in a different country than the rest of us when it
you
comes
know,
to voting.
You are so
we
right.
Have to know that.
You are so right. In fact, we are the first state in the nation to be able to do voter registration connected with DMV. Being automatically registered to vote when you get an ID card or change your driver's license. How cool is that? Only state in the country, but we're going to go and bring Joe back in. Maybe Joe's still talking to me. And
I'm still speaking to you.
Oh,
yes,
good.
We are speaking.
I bet you have people to thank, Joe.
I have lots of people to thank. It's huge numbers. Leah in Salem, Anita in Vancouver, Francis in Beaverton, Gary in Skamania, Kelly in Portland, Ted in Tigard, Emily in Portland, Lynn in Lake Oswego, and Don in Portland. You know, these are people who realize how important it is, not just because you and Greg Palace are on the air today, but because we bring you the truth. We bring you the news. We bring you the best in music. We do this because it's important and because we believe in it.
Yes.
And that's where it's at. 877-500-5266 or online, KBOO-FM, KBOO.FM. This is your opportunity to keep this operation going. Just remember, Exxon don't give us a cent.
And in fact, we make
they
it very.
They have their own scent.
That's right. They have their own scent. We make it easy for you
a
to
foul
be.
Foul scent.
We make it very easy for you to become a sustaining member. You could do that by calling 877-500-5266 and let the person who answers the phone know that you'd like to be a sustainer. You'd like to be a investor in your community radio station. And for as little as $5 a month, you get the disc, Vote Vultures and Vote Rustlers. And now Greg is even going to be gracious and kind enough to throw in the comic book that he created with Ted Kennedy. And so
Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, that would have been a while ago. Bobby Kennedy. But it could be yours for a mere $60 contribution. 877-500-5266. If you want to prepare for what, now we can't rest on our laurels here in Oregon just because we are confident in our voting system, because we know that there are many, many states all around us that don't have a voting system that you can trust. And so investing in KBOO at this time means that we will be bringing you information from those states that can help inform you in your advocacy. Again, 877-500-5266. Consider being a sustaining member. That way it makes it easy for you. It makes it easy for us. There's less paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. And so, Greg, how do we make sure that this election is not stolen this year?
There are two steps. First, you have to unstupid yourself. what we have to do is, I mean, I watch the U.S. news,
yes.
My colleagues on the U.S. side. I say my by the way, I'm now working with Rolling Stone. So I'm back over. I'm back in America again.
All right.
Doing my work here. By the way, and this is one of the things, is that you did have another outlet other than KBOO, which was called Al Jazeera America.
Yes.
I began working, doing heavy-duty investigations for them, and they disappeared, okay, under me.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah. So, you know, well, but what makes my heart is that KBOO is thriving and is going to do better because the people listening in are going to support you. Now, again, you'll get the film Vultures and Vote Rustlers, which Amy Goodman hawks at $120 a disc. This is half price.
Oh, man, what a discount.
The Steal Back Your Vote comic book, Greg Palast, Bobby Kennedy. We can't draw for spam, so Ted Rawl is the guy who actually does the drawings. We do the writing. There's a funny guy, a funny little cartoon character in a hat. That's me, Greg Palast. And you get it only by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. And, you know, people want to know, for example, you keep hearing, oh, it's good. The Republican convention is going to be a brokered convention. And the brokers in the back room are going to make the decision. Brokers in the back room.
Right.
Okay, Joanne, if you've listened to this chatter, would someone please tell me the name of the broker?
Right.
If you get the disc, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, you will be able to name the brokers. And in particular, the number one broker. Now, here's something that's very important to know. The chairman of the Republican convention, the guy holding the gavel, who will be in charge of how it goes,
right,
is Paul Ryan.
Oh, Paul, yes, yes.
Paul Ryan is a hatchling of the vulture. this guy from a truck stop, Janesville, I've been there many times. He's literally like, you know, he represents like this gigantic truck stop,
right,
and a depressed area. His idea is that, and people don't have lost their industrial jobs, have lost their jobs, and he's saying, "Oh, what they need is to eliminate the inheritance tax." Yeah, well, how did this guy become the second most powerful person in Washington, Speaker of the House? Paul Ryan, no, he's not going to be their candidate for president. That's not what he's doing.
No, no,
he is the vulture's hatchling, and they're going to control who gets what out of that party.
Now, so tell me, Greg, tell me, do you think that means that Trump will not be their nominee?
I think that Trump could well be their nominee. What Paul the Vulture Singer did is he called Paul Ryan down to a meeting in Palm Beach. Okay, we have this information. They had a secret little gathering in Palm Beach. That's how powerful this guy is. He can call the Speaker of the House.
Wow.
It's not just that he has access to the Speaker to walk in. He can say, "Get down here. I need you for lunch."
Right. Wow.
He flew down to Palm Beach, met with the Vulture. And what their big concern is, I happen to know, is saving the Senate.
Yes.
For the Republicans have a
for the court race.
Seats,
yeah,
they will lose the Senate, and which means that they will lose the Supreme Court.
Yes,
and so the Vulture has come up with some really creepy ideas of things to be done, and some of it's just, you know, political strategy that they're going to have a separate platform from Trump, et cetera. But what I'm very concerned with, and what I'm investigating now, is that the Vulture is not only the number one donor to Paul Ryan, to the party, but he's also the number one donor to Karl Rove, you know, the guy with the little soft hand.
Oh, gosh, yes, yes.
Who worked for Nixon and CREEP, the Committee to Reelect the President. He was like their little computer whiz kid. He is the genius. When you talk about voter rolls going poof,
right?
This is the genius. And I'm not talking about changing your vote when you get into a, you know, like you vote for one candidate, you vote for Hillary or Bernie, and then it switches to Trump or something. No, I'm talking about cleaning voter rolls. You're not going to have this problem in Oregon, but all over the United States, like I said, 2 days ago in New York, day before yesterday, you had 125,000 registrations go poof in Brooklyn. Now going nationwide.
Right. Well, you know,
finding that people are getting scrubbed. There's the newest system is called Interstate Cross-Check, and that's about as deeply dark and evil and devious as it comes. And when you talk about deeply dark, devious, and evil,
right.
Hey, that's Karl Rove's middle name, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So you need this book. You want to find out about Rove. You want to find out about the Vulture and how he makes his money, how he got the name the Vulture. Get Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Hey, it's like I could have created this even before I knew that he was going to become the number one donor.
Exactly, right.
Vultures and Vote Rustlers. You notice it says Vultures, so there's more than one. Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Greg Palast investigates. $60 minimum donation, $5 a month, and I'll donate the comic book Steal Back Your Vote, which I did with Bobby Kennedy, and the brilliant, brilliant Ted Rall. Please support your station, your weapon of mass destruction, Portland, by calling 1-800.
1-877.
KBOO.
Five.
By the way, I want to thank Leah and Ted and Emily and all the others who have given. I mean, you guys are special and precious to me. And what I really love is that when I will be coming out, when the film releases that I'm doing based on my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy and Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, when this film comes out this year, we're going to expose the theft election before it happens. I promise I'm coming out to Portland.
Yay.
To hold a fundraiser for KBOO.
Yes.
And I want those people who've donated today to come up to me and tell me, because I want to thank you personally, every one of you. I mean it. Bring your comic book, bring your disc to the event that we'll have with KBOO. This is all a surprise to Joanne and everyone.
It is, but hey, we like these kind of surprises.
And I will sign them all personally to you because I just really appreciate your helping me get my reports to the electronic Berlin Wall. You wouldn't get Democracy Now! You wouldn't get Joanne Hardesty. You wouldn't get any of the information you need without your station. That's 877-500-KBOO. Greg Palast reporting proudly
for
KBOO.
You know, Greg, I learn so much every time I talk to you. And I think the listeners should know that it was you that brought Interstate Cross-Check to my attention, because Oregon had actually bought into that system just like Washington State had. But yep. Oregon and Washington State, as you told us, both pulled out very quickly once they realized it was more of a scrub than a clean. Because of you, we knew that. We would not have known that had you not been on KBOO. So I want to really appreciate that. I want to also appreciate you. Every time we do these pledge drives, you always throw in something extra. And you throw in something extra because of the love you feel for KBOO. And we love you right back. So when you get here, I can't wait. And I'm already volunteering myself to be, you know, to interview you or do whatever the host responsibility is. I am there for you, Greg.
You got me. You got me, lady.
And all right.
This station, your station has me, because it really is and this is it is actually one of the most together, valuable, on-point community stations in the country. And I say that, I do fundraisers for a couple hundred stations, but it is no joke. I really do think KBOO is really the bright star in the universe of community stations.
And we just keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, really, truly.
I want to
thank everyone.
Yeah.
Because and if you go to gregpalace.com and you listen to Joanne's show as we get through this election year, crawl towards November, waiting for the beast to be born there, I would say you'll get the real information on what's happening to the vote before they swipe it, which
yes.
is very, very important. Because
yes.
If the more we raise hell, the more, the harder it is for them to do it. It really, we still have
yes.
that, what I would call in America, the democratic impulse.
Yes.
The people really don't like votes being stolen. They don't find it
That's
cute
right.
or acceptable. And so when we expose it, people are made sick of it, which is why they don't want us to expose it, which is why I have to do it for KBOO, the community stations, Democracy Now.
Yes.
And, you know, I have to go across the other side of the planet to get things done, or go to Rolling Stone, you know, somewhere under Neil Young's latest album release. I'm not complaining. I'm thrilled that they're giving me this platform to come back to America. But what we need is, we need you to power this station. Let me tell you, the PG&E is not keeping the lights on for free, and Joanne is getting winded on that bicycle generator that's keeping the station going for this show. And so this is Greg Palace saying, please, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. You'll get the film, my film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. When I come to Portland, I'm going to sign them individually to you, and I will also be happy to sign the comic books I'm donating, Steal Back Your Vote. You'll dig that. That's fun.
That is a fun book.
Pass it around.
And you know, Greg, I want to let folks know what's coming up today on Naboo. At 9,
okay.
Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Pear interviews Greg Grandin about his book Kissinger's Shadow, The Long Reach of America's Most Controversial Statesman. That's what's coming up today on Naboo. I also want to go back to Joe and say who we need to thank as we start winding down the program. Hello, Joe. I'm
Hi.
Sure there's been a lot of people calling 877-500-5266, and we should say thank you.
Well, we should say thank you. And in fact, I just want to mention a couple of people who are new to the station: Roger from Vancouver and Louis in Gresham. And I want to urge people right now in this interregnum, this pause, that you right now dial 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. Or online, KBOO.FM. Make a contribution. Give as much as you can. Feel good about the whole situation. Your life will be better. Your whole being will glow with the warmth of a progressive struggle.
And let's just say that as your station just continues to get better and better, I mean, we now have a director. We have we have a new website. We are really, really investing in this station to make sure that it is here for the long haul.
We are so cool.
We are very cool. And we're getting better and better, but only with you. You know, combined, we have strength. This is our community voice. And if you want to become a part of it, consider becoming a sustaining member. For a small donation of $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, you could continue to support your community radio station in a way that is helpful, respectful, and necessary. We bring you the kind of information that you cannot get anywhere else. As Greg said, you know, if it wasn't for a place like KBOO, his reporting, his visionary, investigative reporting style would never, ever, ever be on the air. And that's why we love Greg. That's why we love K Boo. That's why we love you for you becoming a member. It's a team effort. 1-877-500-5266 is the number to call. If you're a new member, great. If you need to renew, now's a great time to do that. And with all the goodies you get today, especially with the Steal Back Your Vote comic book, as well as with the Vulture and Vote Rustlers CD, you will have lots and lots of information that Greg has painstakingly gathered from all across the country. And you could listen to it during your own time, when it's convenient for you. And you can prepare yourself for what's going to happen in November, because November is going to come.
And one slight correction, Joanne. It's a DVD. It's a film. So
it's a DVD.
You can't listen to it, but watch it
DVD.
While you're driving.
Okay, yeah, you can't watch it while you're driving. Right? Well, unless you got one of those video things in your car, huh?
You can watch it while you're driving.
Like the kids do. Well,
yeah,
Greg.
Let me tell you, yeah. Roger, thank you. I'm the new member.
Yes.
I like new members.
Yes, yes.
Seriously, come out and see me. I'll sign Vultures and Vote Wrestlers, the DVD full-length film. And I will also sign for Louis or Luis, in fact, for both of them.
Right.
The other new member, as soon as we straighten that all out.
We'll have it all figured out by
North
the time
Carolina,
you get here.
So you don't have to show me your birth certificate. I'll take your word for it, whether you're Louis or Luis. And so I do want, this is Greg Powell, this is all joking aside, or maybe not, but please, pick up a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers. It is not available commercially. Sorry, guys. You can only get it by making donation to your Weapon of Mass Destruction Portland area KBOO by dialing 1-877-500-5266.
Okay. You got it.
877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast with Joanne Hardesty. Please make us, you know, make our day, make us happy, and I promise we'll make you happy with this information, these images. And there's, like, bonus features on here, too. I don't even, yeah. There's a
yes.
Lot of bonus.
And, Greg, we are coming to the end of our time. It's amazing how quickly an hour goes with you. Thank you so, so much for being here with us. Thank you, Steve, as always. You guys have a great day. Become a member if you haven't. See you next week, same time, same place, same station. Have a good one.